This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Even as we speak, the House of Representatives, all 435 members, not all of them will be there. Nancy Pelosi, for instance, is out. She's still a member of the House. She, the Speaker Emerita, is out in San Francisco honoring the funeral services and the tributes to her great friend, Dianne Feinstein, who was mayor of San Francisco for 10 years. In any event, the House is voting as to whether to keep Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Who becomes Speaker if he is voted down today, as appears likely? Which actually makes me sick. It makes me sick! Because in the first scene of Macbeth, actually the second scene after the witches, there's a statement about the Thane of Cawdor, and it says nothing in his life became him like the leaving it, meaning nothing in his life became him as the way he died. And the fact that Kevin McCarthy has had a long career as a conservative stalwart in the House of Representatives, done some things that were deeply admirable, some things that weren't so successful and weren't so appropriate. He was elected Speaker. He was able to hang on through 15 ballots, and now it appears he is about to lose his speakership with the vote being supported by virtually all Democrats and by about a dozen Republicans. It may be less than that. All he needs is five Republicans to vote against him, and he's gone as Speaker. And then what happens? Who knows? It is a mess. And it is a mess because we still need to avoid a government shutdown. We got 47 days. It's November 17th is the new deadline. And the fact that the House is so disorganized is not encouraging. There's also this, and it's really horrifying news if you're a conservative or a Republican and you would like to see the Republican control of the House maintained. Part of why I believe it's very obvious why Hakeem Jeffries and other Democratic leaders in the House are authorizing votes to get rid of McCarthy, a speaker they know they can work with, and they probably will be replaced by someone who will be less constructive in working with Democrats. And part of that is because the Democrats feel that the more they discredit the Republican majority in the House, the better their chances of winning back control of the House in the election coming up in November of next year. This news from a National Journal and Hotline. It says, Republicans are firmly on defense as they look to protect their razor-thin majority in the House. Hotline's first power rankings of the 20 seats most likely to flip in November of 2024 revealed that 14 of those shaky seats, those 20 most shaky seats, 14 of them were held by Republicans. Democrats need to net just 5 seats in order to retake the majority, and the math currently strongly favors them, Democrats, that is. There are just 5 Democrats who occupy seats that former President Trump carried. compared to 18 Republicans who were elected in seats that President Biden won in 2020. Now, why are there so many Republican members of Congress who actually managed to win in districts that President Biden carried? And it's because the Republican members of Congress are more popular than President Trump was as a candidate. There are 18 districts where, again, Trump lost, Biden won, but Republicans still won for Congress. Now, that may not be the case this time, partially because of redistricting, but partially because of the way that Congress is coming across. I mean, first of all, there may be some people who actually remember what it was like when there were 15 ballots before Kevin McCarthy was even elected as Speaker. What they report in Hotline is that redistricting in several states could change the battlefield. North Carolina Republicans are set to redraw their map later this month, potentially netting the party up to 4 seats. But litigation in Louisiana, Georgia, and Florida could all break in Democrats' favor. Because of this uncertainty, those districts remain off the list as well. Alabama's 2nd District, which is occupied by a Republican representative named Barry Moore, topped the list as the most vulnerable, followed by Representative Anthony D. Esposito, who's a Republican, Juan Duarte, who is a Republican in California, they list as one of the most vulnerable seats here Marie Glusenkamp Perez in the 3rd District of Washington State, where Joe Kent, who is a very troubled candidate, very, very much on the MAGA side of things, he is trying to run again against Marie Perez. And by the way, he has a strong and formidable primary opponent. And we will see the way that race goes coming up. But the point being that right now, for those vulnerable Republicans, it's deeply problematic. The Democratic leader in the House, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat New York, from Crown Heights in Brooklyn originally, he called on House Republicans to end the extremism and, yes, to work with Democrats. Here is Congressman Jeffries briefly. Clip 7.
This is a serious, solemn, and sober moment. House Democrats are going to continue to put people over politics and to fight to make life better for everyday Americans. From the very beginning, that has been our objective, and it will continue to be our sole focus, delivering for the American people. We encourage our Republican colleagues who claim to be more traditional to break from the extremists. In the chaos, in the dysfunction, in the extremism, we are ready, willing, and able to work together with our Republican colleagues, but it is on them to join us to move the Congress and the country forward.
Okay, except the problem is they're all voting, the Democrats, against Kevin McCarthy. If they really wanted to move forward and work together with Republicans, then they should have at least allowed or encouraged a handful of Democrats to vote to help to preserve McCarthy's speakership. We will see what the vote comes out to be. We should be getting a final vote at any moment. We will go to that breaking news. We'll also be speaking with Peter Coy, economics writer of the New York Times, about the looming dangers of a recession. Could be painful. We will talk about the truth coming up on The MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You can't handle
The Michael MedVed Show.
Thank you.
champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No.
So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, they are continuing to count votes on the floor of the House of Representatives about vacating the speakership. We will come to you live, of course, as soon as that is decided. It looks to be a very close vote, but going against the Speaker of the House so far, Kevin McCarthy. Meanwhile, there's something that's also going against the United States of America, which is the prospect of a recession. Economics writer Peter Coy, who writes about economics, business, and finance for the opinion section of the New York Times, has been covering the subject of the economy for 4 decades. He's also, I'm honored to say, a frequent guest on this show. Peter, are we on the edge of a recession? And if we are, what is the best thing for Congress, the best thing for the Biden administration to do to try to cushion the blow?
Well, Michael, first of all, thank you for having me on. Again, I always appreciate it. And I did predict that the U.S. economy is in recession. The fiscal policy, the stuff that Congress and the president are responsible for, was quite stimulative, as we know, during and after. That actually probably contributed to the inflation we had. So then the Federal Reserve came along and said, we got to crush this inflation, raise interest rates. And now what's mostly weighing on the economy is the high interest rate and the possibility that it could go even higher. So to me, the prime actor here would be the Fed. They're in a squeeze, I'll be the first to admit. You know, they definitely don't want to let inflation get out of control. It's like, you know, with a forest fire, you think you put it all out and then it comes roaring back because there's still some glowing embers. That's what they're worried about. So that's why they keep the upward pressure on interest rates, but it does raise the risk of recession. So, and that's where we are right now.
And do you believe that risk of recession could push us over? And if that recession occurs, will that continue to be a factor in our economy, a recessionary economy, through the next election season?
Yeah, well, imagine that we have a recession starting, say, around the beginning of this 2024 election year. Recessions could be shallow and short, in which case could be mostly forgotten by the time the election rolls around, but that's just really hard to say. That's combining two things that are hard to predict, one the economy and one politics.
And in terms of politics, in terms of getting things right in the country, you had a powerful piece where basically you said that in order to get the economy right, in order to deal effectively with this yawning federal budget deficit of $37 trillion, I believe it is now, in order to deal with that, that our leaders should follow the example of Sherlock Holmes. What does Sherlock have to say?
When you've eliminated everything that is impossible, then you're left with the improbable. So the analogy is to the federal budget. It seems to be impossible for Congress to make significant cuts in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, so-called entitlement programs. Seems to be impossible for Congress to make big cuts in defense spending, especially with Russia and China threatening. And it seems to be impossible for Congress to make large percentage cuts in the non-discretionary, non-military spending, which is sort of everything we think of as government, from the National Park Service to air traffic control to food safety inspection. They have actually been declining as a share of the federal budget. So while I think there is room for some cutting, there should be some cutting, part of the solution almost inevitably has to come on the revenue side.
And what you say in your piece, which is very sobering to read, is people who are telling you, well, we can get all the money we need just by raising taxes for the top 1% or the top 5%.
Mm-hmm.
People
yeah.
who are saying that are telling you fairy stories.
I mean, I do believe that taxes could go up on the rich. Also, I believe that they should pay more of what they already owe. That's something that gets lost sometimes. You could get a lot of juice squeezed out of a lemon just by having the IRS force people to pay the taxes they already owe. And then some selective tax increases, but trying to get it all out of the top fringe of the economy, probably not going to get you there. Taxes are going to have to increase on incomes below that magic $400,000 threshold that President Biden set.
And what we're talking about here is not something that would necessarily be punishing. What about the impact of trying to get something like that done in the midst of a recession? Is that doable?
Well,
go ahead.
I don't think raising taxes in the middle of a recession is a good idea. In general, that's when you want to be stimulating the economy to make up for the shortfall in private spending and investment. What you want to do, though, is signal to the markets that we're serious about dealing with this problem over the long term. So if you have a program of rates going up, maybe even in stages over a period of time, then that tells everyone, this is where we're headed. Adjust your expectations because taxes have to go up.
And when you talk about taxes going up, are you talking about the income tax rates for the various brackets or some other form of tax increase?
There's a lot of ideas, and in this particular piece, I didn't get into that too much. I mean, one thing we haven't talked about much is the value-added tax, which is kind of like a sales tax, a tax on consumption that's imposed on various stages of production. So it's hard to dodge. It's hard for smugglers and bootleggers and so on to get around it. Very popular in Europe, for example. That kind of tax.
And Canada, right? I mean...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of the world has, they call them VATs. And if you travel abroad, you probably paid your VAT. And you can get it refunded at the airport, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of people say maybe the U.S. should have a VAT. But I didn't get into that. I said, look, that's too big of a topic for one piece.
Well, they're too big of a topic for us to go into depth. Peter Coy's pieces are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back where on the House floor they are nearing the end of a crucial vote on the future of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. The attempt to prevent the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed.
The yeas are 208. The nays are 218. The motion is not adopted.
Debate is now underway ahead of a vote to oust McCarthy from his position. Former President Trump has confirmed that he will testify in his civil fraud trial in New York. He stated to reporters today that he will take the stand at the appropriate time. The New York Attorney General alleges that Trump and his family exaggerated Trump's net worth, enabling him to secure more favorable loans. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to a federal gun charge in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal fell apart. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right now, still waiting to go through. It's 435 members of the House. So calling out the names and whether they're voting aye or nay. And aye, in this case, means that you are supporting the motion to vacate. In other words, a yes vote means you're voting no on Kevin McCarthy continuing as Speaker. And so far, no Democrats have voted on behalf of Kevin McCarthy, and there are seven Republicans so far who have voted a yes on removing Kevin McCarthy, including people like Ken Buck and Nancy Mace, who have not been as strident and as much influenced by the Freedom Caucus. So unless there are some Democrats who break ranks and end up voting to save McCarthy's speakership, it's just about over. And what's extraordinarily sad to me is explaining this to the people of America, that Kevin McCarthy succeeds in working together with Hakeem Jeffries and with President Joe Biden and with Chuck Schumer, who is the leader of the Senate. He succeeds in working with those individuals to, without spending more money, keeping the level of spending on what it had already reached. He manages to avoid a government shutdown and gives people a chance to try to negotiate what is going on in the House between now and November 17th. And again, he's punished for that because he allegedly has broken some solemn promises that he made in order to become Speaker. It's sad and it's alarming. If he loses the speakership on this issue of avoiding a shutdown, what does that mean for the future of the House of Representatives and whoever the next speaker could be? There's a lot of thought. They had mentioned that Tom Emmer, a very conservative congressman from Minnesota, would actually take over as the new speaker. He is the whip for the Republican caucus in the House. But Tom Emmer spoke passionately this morning. I heard his speech. His speech was extremely effective on behalf of Speaker McCarthy. So the idea that he would be elected as the new speaker, and again, we have a real prospect that these deeply divided Republicans aren't going to have an easy job agreeing or coalescing around a new candidate for speaker. They didn't have an easy job last time, did they? Trump's campaign, by the way, has officially called on the Republican National Committee to cancel the third debate, which is scheduled for Miami in November. Why is the Trump campaign calling on the cancellation of the third debate? I mean, President Trump has already skipped the first two debates, and the indications are he is planning to skip the third one. They say it is imperative that the RNC, Republican National Committee, refocus its manpower and money away from meaningless debates and to concentrate on preventing the Democrats in their efforts to steal the 2024 elections. The former president, they note in this press release, has not participated in either of the first two debates. There's also a piece from Politico. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, has been struggling to catch fire in Iowa and New Hampshire. He has privately been lobbying donors to stick with him until the primary reaches his home state of South Carolina. Of course, he has a problem in South Carolina, which is the, at the moment, stronger campaign of Nikki Haley in that state, and she was also governor of the state. She was the governor who appointed Tim Scott to the U.S. Senate. And the problem that they both have is that they both were going to be attracting a lot of home state votes, but dividing them. And Trump is clearly running ahead in South Carolina. It's one of the reasons that he remains, despite the ongoing legal problems that are facing him today and in the near future, that despite all of that, he remains a prohibitive favorite to actually win the nomination for president. The idea of winning the presidency is more complicated. And one of the things that makes it very complicated is all of the speculation about Robert Kennedy Jr. changing his focus from trying to win the Democratic nomination for president to running for president as an independent. There is a piece at Mediaite where it says, when Mediaite reported last week that Robert Kennedy Jr., a long-shot candidate challenging President Joe Biden for the 24 Democratic nomination, is planning to run as an independent, a debate erupted. Will the defection prove more damaging to the Republican front-runner, former President Donald Trump, than to the incumbent Joe Biden? Since launching his campaign, Kennedy has been eagerly promoted by pro-Trump voices, from Steve Bannon to hosts at Fox News who see the election bid as a useful cudgel against Biden. For those voices, news of his independent run was cause for celebration. Kennedy's independent run will devastate Biden's shot at re-election, said Fox News host Jesse Waters on his primetime show on Friday. Yet despite the simplicity of the argument that a Democrat running as an independent will hurt Biden in 2024, Kennedy is no ordinary Democrat. His views on issues like COVID and Ukraine, expressed at length in countless appearances on Fox News and the right-wing podcasts, align neatly with the beliefs of the current Republican Party. That fact has led Trump supporters in the media to fret that Kennedy could pose a greater threat to former President Trump than he does to Biden. As a Kennedy campaign insider put it to Mediaite, MAGA folks are deeply upset over this news, the news that he may run not for the Democratic nomination, but that he would be running as an independent candidate for president. I just finished a column where, in order to get into the debates as an independent candidate, Kennedy would need to be polling consistently at above 15% of the total national vote. And according to the only poll that has been conducted so far, it's a commissioned poll for a Kennedy Political Action Committee. And that poll showed him getting 19%, as opposed to a tie of 38% to 38% between Biden and Trump. The House appears to have voted to oust McCarthy. Coming up, we'll give you the final vote as it appears on the MedMed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedMed Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
That's extraordinary. Completely extraordinary. The final vote was 216 to 210. There were seven Republicans who joined the solid Democratic vote. I don't believe there were any Democrats who voted for Kevin McCarthy, but seven Republicans who broke with their party's ranks and voted to remove Kevin McCarthy as a Speaker of the House. This has never happened before. There was a vote like this, but that vote failed. That was in 1910. It's a long time ago. This is extraordinary. Completely extraordinary. And big victory for Matt Gaetz, who submitted the motion to vacate. And now that motion has been adopted. By the way, how does the level of discourse among the Republicans? Chip Roy, who is a member of the House Freedom Caucus, one of the most outspoken MAGA conservatives in the House of Representatives, he said this about Matt Gaetz, who he doesn't like. He said, we have audio.
Well, come at me, okay. Call me a rhino, you can kiss my ass. Look, I've spent a lifetime fighting for limited government conservatism. I have laid it all on the line. I have not seen my family for 2 days in the last 30 days. You go around talking your big game and you thumping your chest on Twitter? Yeah, come to my office and come have a debate, mother. You know why? Because I'm standing up for this country every single day.
Okay, feelings in the Republican caucus, how are they going to choose a new speaker? And how long is the... Nobody knows, because this is uncharted territory. we're going to have a... Right, a fight out to be the next speaker. But nobody even knows who the candidates would be. And it seems to me very unlikely that given the fact that 95%, and it really is 95%, you can do the math, that 95% of the Republicans voted to keep Kevin McCarthy, is it unthinkable that Kevin McCarthy would be a candidate himself to fill the vacant seat of Speaker of the House. Here's another interesting thing. What is going on right now in terms of the presidential succession? Because if something happens to the president and the vice president, then the Speaker of the House becomes president. But there is no Speaker of the House. It's vacant. So then, according to the presidential succession, it goes to the president pro tem of the Senate, which usually goes to the longest serving senator of the majority party. So the next in line for the presidency is Dianne Feinstein, and she's not available. No, she's not available. She died, right? And so the new president pro tem of the Senate, I believe, might be Pat Leahy of Vermont. I mean, this is not good for the country. This is not good for the country. Jim in Georgia is calling in. Jim, good luck in surviving this historic day. What do you got?
Oh, boy. Well, what are the odds of taking up Newt Gingrich on his suggestion that the House get rid of Matt Gaetz? I personally like it, but is there any real chance of doing that?
Not now. I mean, I think their first order of business has to be getting a new speaker. Now, here's an interesting thing. You mentioned Newt Gingrich. They could install Newt Gingrich as speaker. You don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. They could select Donald Trump as speaker. I think he's kind of busy in the courtrooms and running for president right now. But that's an interesting thing. That with all this uncharted territory, what do you think about Newt making a return trip as speaker?
Personally, I like the idea. He knows how to run it, and he's had some success when he was in there for a number of years. And what are the chances of, throw the question back to you, what are the chances of getting him or somebody else?
Personally, we have a number of distinguished former Republican speakers of the House. Nobody's going to go for John Boehner, I don't think. But Paul Ryan is a former Speaker of the House. Denny Hastert is a former Speaker of the House. Oh, yeah, but I think he's in jail. this has been an unbelievable situation. Are you in Newt's district in Georgia?
No. In fact, I just moved over outside of Atlanta, east of Atlanta, and I haven't even switched my registration yet, so I'm not sure who my my representative is. I hope it's not still Hank Johnson. Oh,
right.
Lord.
Right. Yeah. Hank Johnson was the one who thought that the island, what was it, of Guam, I believe it was going to tip over because of too much building on one side. Jim, appreciate your call very much and very glad you're listening. Nancy Mace, who was a surprise vote, she's a surprise vote because she's usually kind of normaloid and she's not a cuckoo crazy by any means. And she posted on Twitter, on X. She posted the following. Today I voted for the motion to vacate and remove the speaker. This isn't about left versus right. This isn't about ideology. This is about trust and keeping your word. This is about making Congress do its job. I promise the Low Country, that's what she represents in of South Carolina, I promise the Low Country I would be an independent voice in Congress, that I would call the balls and strikes and do the right thing regardless of party. The Speaker has not lived up to his word on how the House would operate. No budget, no separate spending bills until it was too late. A continuing resolution which takes spending power out of the hands of the people and puts all the power into the hands of a select few. There has also been no action on many issues we care about and were promised. We were promised we would move on women's issues and legislation to keep our communities safe. Those things never happened. I came here to take difficult votes and do the right thing regardless of the pressure and regardless of the threats because there's been plenty of both. But today I'm voting against 95% of my own party in the hopes of fixing how Congress operates. With the current Speaker, this chaos will continue. We need a fresh start so we can get back to the people's business free of these distractions. I'll work with anyone willing to do that and look forward to voting for a Speaker who shares this vision for changing Congress and getting us back on a path to delivering results for the people. What does that mean? It means that it's worth figuring out how sick Steve Scalise is. He was there voting today. He voted to keep Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, but he is number two. He is the majority leader of the House of Representatives. He has been, I don't know the kind of cancer that he is battling. I wish him well regardless, but would there be an attempt to install him as the new Speaker? We will find out. We'll be talking with David Drucker, who's reporting from the scene about what is next. That and more about the presidency and Robert Kennedy running as an independent candidate. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.